Good.
Green light.
Yeah, you got to start out with your thumbnail face. So they put on YouTube.
Guitar sounds good.
I'm going down to the railway station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids to sit down by her side.
Yeah.
Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all.
It's kind of Simon and Garfunkel-y.
It is, yeah. A little bit.
Michael Cera.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds Michael Cera from...
Arrested Development.
Juno, Arrested Development.
Super bad.
What was his name? George Michael?
Yeah.
That's his name?
Still, such a good show.
It's so good.
Yeah. It seems like that was a show where they improv'd it.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't really have a script. Is that...
Like a loose script or something?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I know that, like Curb Your Enthusiasm was like that.
Yeah.
Which would be a fun way to work.
Oh, yeah.
You just need really talented people, which they had.
Yeah. I actually saw some clip where Jonah Hill was... I think he was having trouble working with Michael Cera.
Oh, really?
That he was kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, that's really funny.
That he was just like, shut up, Michael.
Like Michael Cera's the weirdo?
Yeah, like, yeah. Remember Crispin Glover? You remember that guy?
Mm.
He was in Back to the Future. He, come Marty, he was the...
Yeah, yeah.
He was Marty's dad.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. That's Crispin Glover. They said he was just a mental case.
For real?
To work with, yeah.
Wow. I hear that about Chevy Chase a lot.
Chevy Chase was cocaine. Also... That was fueled by his love of the smell of... cocaine. Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah.
You never so it's never like that. You know, and then he started taking drugs and things just got better. He just got, you know,
good point.
Maybe you don't hear about it because that doesn't make the news.
No.
Like, maybe they are doing drugs, you have no idea.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole Robin Williams thing, and people said that he was, you know, just... And you see him on his Letterman appearances, you're like, he is lit.
Yeah.
Every time you see him on TV, you can tell.
Yeah.
And I think that's really kind of one of the things that kind of drove him a little batty.
Do you see the last movie before he died?
Mm-mm.
It's like the edge of the Brooklyn something along those lines is the title of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most depressing movies I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it sucked.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Because you could tell that he was not playing like a funny character. He's playing like a serious character. It kind of gave me Ricky Gervais in the Afterlife show.
Yeah.
Which is like a fun...
Is that the one where he works in like the old folks home?
Robin Williams.
The Ricky Gervais one? Afterlife one?
It's where his wife dies and then he's trying to go on with his life.
It's like good show. It's a good show, but like it gets just... It's just two seasons of just super depressing.
Super heavy.
Yeah.
Well, that's like that. The one that I'm talking about is he works in an old folks home and he's like kind of a simple dude. He's like kind of special needs or something.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's also like funny and sad.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. A little too sad.
Yeah.
I don't like sad.
I just don't gravitate towards that.
Towards sad.
Yeah.
It's like
a lot of people.
Go ahead.
A lot of people just like kind of like Olivia. I feel like loves that stuff.
The sad?
Yeah.
Cause it makes her feel. She likes to feel.
Like when she's sad, she likes to watch sad things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or listen to sad music.
Yeah. Stare out of windows.
Me, I'm like, distract, not sad.
We'll do it if we watch
everything
going.
I can. Yeah. How do I get this thing?
Yeah. If we watch a heavy movie late at night, we're like, all right, let's just watch an office or
something happy. That's exactly us. Yep.
Yep.
I back on The Office again, as the cycle goes.
Yep.
Super fan episodes on Peacock.
Yeah.
I just watched season 5 again.
Mm-hmm.
You can never beat it.
Is that with Robert California? Is that the 5th season?
No, the 5th season is like Michael and Holly and Parkour Jim and Pam get engaged.
They hit a stride.
That was the peak, I think.
That might be a good tier to do as best TV show love stories or couples.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That'd be good.
It might be a good one to do.
Andy and April from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And then against Pam and Jim. And that's all I got.
Oh, Rachel and Ross.
Boo.
Do we
last?
Friends is a tough one, man.
Really?
I don't know if I think that's a funny show.
I'm in the same boat as you.
Is it a 90s
comedy thing?
But
the people watching the show laugh a lot. The studio audience loves it.
Well, that's one of those, if you did take the laugh track or whatever it is out of it and watched it, I think it would be pretty rough.
I mean, I think that's like How I Met Your Mother. I don't think it's that good.
It's not either. There's like, because some of these are like, they have funny parts in it.
Right.
Kind of keeps it going.
Funny characters.
But, yeah.
Well, I saw a clip of Big Bang Theory without the laugh.
Oh, my Lord.
And it was pretty rough.
It's already rough. People who think it's funny, I'm like,
yeah. That's one of those where you judge people if they do like the show.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You're one of those. No, it's not terrible. It's just like the same thing over and over again, I think. Like, that's with The Office. You kind of have a progressing story or progressing characters, whereas, like, these other ones,
it's there
pretty
again.
Surface.
Yeah.
Surface level.
We got to the end of Seinfeld, the last couple episodes.
There you go.
Those were rough.
Yeah,
that was maybe the worst. I think that was the worst finale.
Really?
For one of the better shows of all time. You think so too, Bren? Oh, no. Yeah, trust me. Trust me. It's really.
I'm not a part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, did it just like fizzle out? Like they're.
Well, they felt like they had to bring all the characters back do this big, and they get arrested for not helping a guy who was getting assaulted, who was getting robbed.
Like some small town had some dumb law.
Weird.
Yeah.
Worst TV show finale, too.
Yeah, that's a good.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I think that, like, one of my least favorite things in shows is when they do recap episodes of, like, all the seasons in the past.
Do you remember the greatest hits?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Why do you hate it so much?
Skip it. Because I can just go back and watch them. Yeah, it was probably fun when you were watching them every week.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's.
But
probably
now
what
I'm like, I just watched all of this season yesterday. I don't need a recap.
Yeah, but that was different. You know, 20 years ago.
Yeah, when that's what he was saying. Weekly, you're watching it, so then it kind of. Because like I remember, there's even some shows. I think Arrested Development does it too, where they recap what last week was about.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then it's kind of a part of the. You can skip it. It's like part of the theme song or whatever.
Yeah, skip it. I think about some of the best endings. The best ending for a show I've ever seen. Remember Bob Newhart? I don't know the Bob Newhart show.
Yeah.
Okay, in the '70s, Bob Newhart show. He was a psychiatrist or something, and his wife, his name is Suzanne Plachette. All right. So that goes on for 10 years, and then he comes back in the '80s or nineties with the new Bob Newhart show. It's a totally different. Mm. He lives in Vermont, and he's got it's. The big character was Larry. This is my. They had three guys, like rednecks. One was Larry. This is my brother Daryl. This is my other brother Daryl. You know, they were kind of the characters and stuff.
Yeah.
So they had many seasons of this show, and the last episode was him, and he basically is in bed. And he wakes up like he had a bad dream. He looks over, and it's Suzanne Plachette is his wife. Like that whole series was a dream.
Oh wow, that's so pretty funny. Good. That's
from pretty the 70s.
Good. That's really good.
It was really.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
That's funny.
So funny. But how do you finish stuff? I mean, how would you bring it?
It's difficult, especially when there's a hard balance. And I think Ricky Gervais, he talks about this a couple times because he nailed The Office.
Yeah.
Like the ending of The Office is, I mean, one of the best. Like everything feels like it. Okay, this is you went out when you were like the best show. I feel like with Seinfeld, it was kind of like this thing of like, are we going to end this at some point?
Like, what more can you do?
Yeah.
What more?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then Lost. Or whatever.
That's what I hear. I never got into it.
I went like six, however many seasons, a lot of seasons, and I was like, this is so boring.
It's
like if they just stop at three seasons, it's the best show ever.
Right.
And but I think, they just keep going, and it's like, there's no storyline here.
Yeah, but it's, what are you going to do?
I mean, you're cashing in,
everybody's starting to make $1 million per episode, so sure, we're going to keep making it.
For sure.
But what was the gist of the last, was it all a dream or something, or they all died in the original wreck?
Yeah, that's what it is. Something like that. Wasn't the island like purgatory or something? I thought everyone
died. They had already been dead? They all
Yeah.
I think they were all dead.
Yeah, they were all dead the whole time.
I mean, the concept, not bad, but also, I didn't watch it. I hear people like, they're enraged by just, the ending, but yeah.
You just toyed with our emotions not for good. 10 seasons.
What? It would be hard to end. It's hard to end stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that's, it's kind of a uniquely American thing too, where you do all these seasons. Like you look at any show that's produced in England and stuff. It's
right.
Like three seasons, four.
Like Fawlty Towers was a couple that are like John Cleese forever. Show. They only did 13 episodes and that was one of the best TV shows I think ever. Mm. But he said it was just so stressful because he's the one that had to write them all.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of right now? During the writer's strike, there was a writer's strike in like 2008, 2009.
Right. During The Office.
Was it during The Office?
Yeah.
And they still stuck around? There are so many shows that I've started that you'd be like two seasons in. You're like, I can't wait for the next one. They're like, yeah, we stopped writing and making this. And you're like, no.
Now you can tell. Yeah. You can tell when it like switches in like 2008, 2009 to like, it'll be a really good season. And then it'll get really bad. It's because there was like a writer's strike, but they're still producing stuff.
Wow. But The Office had, you had a lot of the characters that would produce the shows. Like Andy Kaling produced some shows.
Yeah, and BJ Novak. Yep.
BJ did. I'm not sure if, I think they actually, did they write them too? They were like,
writers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Toby Flenderson did. He was,
I didn't know that.
Whatever that's right. His name is. That's right. That's right.
But yeah, like, especially with like how they had it all set up too, it's kind of like, it was like, it seemed like an environment where you could do like the, like off the cuff kind of stuff. Like you could kind of, you had that gist of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then, cause that's why the bloopers of The Office are so good because like Dwight will have like five different lines that he kind of came up with.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I haven't heard that one. So then all of them break.
And I don't know, what was so the funny one he said? I will pray to Thor himself. Remember that one? He just couldn't get through
it. I don't know.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's really fun. Stuff like that. Yeah, but anything like that's super structured, I feel like doing a movie like that would be tough. Kind of annoying.
I feel like because people say working with Tarantino, like Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
He does not allow ad-libbing.
Yeah, because he's like an idiot savant.
Oh, he's all the way down to like the accents and all that
for
kind of
sure.
stuff too.
And he's basically like,
pretty intense.
I'm paying actors to read my script, not create their own script.
Right. Yeah.
And then
I love it to have that kind of power.
Yeah.
Like Samuel L. Jackson. Hey, what are you doing? No. Wrong. What are you doing?
Yeah. I feel like especially
shut up. No, shut up.
Yeah, for sure it would be like,
oh, I bet. People are just like, okay.
Yeah. Oh,
well, he's one of the best.
Yeah, he's done a ton of his movies, so it's working, I guess. But I've always wanted to be in like a Wes Anderson film.
Oh yeah,
Wes Anderson movie. I feel like I don't know how fun like the set and stuff would be, but or like the set itself, cool. But like the vibe on set, maybe.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't
just weird
pay his actors because they just do it.
They all volunteer.
They just want to.
Uh-huh.
I think it's cool. I liked his. I like his most recent one.
Which one was that?
The Kingdom something.
No,
where they're in like Phoenix or something.
Yeah, that.
Like,
one.
Oh, the new
Asteroid
Nuke
City.
City?
Asteroid City.
City.
And then
I need to rewatch it.
I liked it.
I kind of fell asleep during it. Or did you watch that at my house?
No.
I think maybe Levi was there.
Yeah. And it's like a very, everyone said it was bad. So I had like low expectations. But
okay.
It was good.
Yeah. I need to rewatch it. I just watched the French Post one.
That one's so fun.
It was called, but it's like three different storylines. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. It's like people don't take a lot of risks in movies anymore. And I think that's why we have so many lame movies. Like actually lately there have been a lot of good movies coming out, right?
Yeah. Okay.
People are taking risks.
Have you seen the new Dungeons and Dragons movie?
You've talked about it on this pod. I haven't seen it.
I'll bring it up again.
No, you can't.
Is it
what a wonderful surprise that was?
Yeah. No, it's we're on camera again. I feel like I need to sit up if we're on camera. I forgot.
I think you're fine.
I'm not used to this. But yeah, it's you said it was kind of Monty Python-y?
It was very Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, you've got sci-fi kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or Dungeons and Dragons or whatever this.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Mythical.
You ever played? Dungeons and
Dragons? No. Dungeons and Dragons,
is that the devil?
Never.
What?
I had a.
It is?
I had a friend that did it. So back in the day when they first started doing it, you're just like, if somebody plays Dungeons and Dragons, they're a specific type of.
Oh, yeah.
Just
cool guy,
an outsider,
not cool.
No. Basement dweller.
I know. I'm kidding.
No,
I could tell where you're going with it.
No,
yeah.
just It's just you're making stuff up. Is that what you're doing?
It's improv. It's basically like a storyline improv thing.
Well, do you remember
So you can make it as fun as you want.
When I was a kid and there was those sort of games, they were, the group I was a part of was like, this is demonic. If you play these games, it's satanic.
And it was. I mean, let's not kid around.
I don't even know what it was.
I guess it's as demonic as you want to make it, I guess, right?
Really? I mean, as is life.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
It's like, you wake up like, I kind of want to make it demonic today.
Well, yeah, but then you have the people that are like, Harry Potter's demonic. But then you have the people that are like, no, it's actually a story of like almost Jesus and the devil. Like, it's almost like that dynamic. So I think it's kind of
just... Oh, I think it's funny. He's like, Harry Potter bad, Gandalf good.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry Potter bad, Narnia good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fake creatures.
Exactly.
Lion
that's
good.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like with cursing too. There's time. Sometimes it's good. Like using adult words. Don't use that word. Well, if I mean it.
I always just, how should I say it? I thought there was a time and a place. So if you kids just know context with humor.
Right.
And certain,
yeah.
You know, flavorful words.
Yeah, exactly. Flavorful words.
I didn't, curse I was more about the attitude. Like if you had a bad attitude or if you had like.
Oh, I think a child fell off a bed. Give me a sec.
Right. We're
holding down the fort.
We've got the two little ones, and basically this is men babysitting right now. So they're in the room right there.
Watching TV. Show.
And I just piled some pillows around the bed in case the little guy fell off.
All right, welcome back. Welcome. Everyone.
And we're back.
So we're back.
We're back.
Something I wanted to ask you guys. I think we should do a tier list, but since there's only dads here, I think we should do a gas station tier list.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Look at the screen, Spencer.
All right.
They got all the boys up there.
I mean.
Come on. If this doesn't
there's only one up
you,
there that matters. Sinclair.
The dinosaur. You know what's interesting about that?
I knew what you were going to say because I'm also a dad. Go ahead.
Because the dinosaur, basically, that was, is it a conspiracy?
Right,
or was it
right.
The Rockefellers?
Oh, something like that. I don't actually know what you're going to say. I was going to say something different, but go ahead.
Saying that's where people, actually, I don't know if we were taught that that's where oil came from.
Right.
The dinosaurs decomposing. That's where these oceans of oil are.
Wrong.
It's not even close.
I was there. It's all wrong.
And I think it's like the thought was that it's running out. We just have only so much.
Yep. That's why they could charge
false.
More. Just like diamonds.
I think
diamonds are actually, for a while, were very, well, you can make them now, but before you could, they were like, you could find it everywhere. It'd be like finding a quartz minerals or something like that.
Yeah.
But then they just dumped a bunch of them in, I don't know if the ocean or what they did, destroyed a bunch and caused the, like, they're like, now they're rare. So they are rare now.
Dang.
Diamonds?
Yeah, diamonds.
Okay. So they dumped a bunch in the ocean?
I don't know. Well, that was just one of the things. Mordor. They brought it to Mordor.
Do you have a map, a treasure map?
Yeah.
Where did they dump the diamonds?
Where?
Where are the diamonds
Careful.
At? Diamond Hunters. That'd be our new show, man.
Diamond Hunters. Namibia. Those diamonds landed off the coast of what is now Namibia, creating the world's richest marine diamond.
Well, see, I don't even know where Namibia is.
Well.
Who is Namibia?
Well, they put on a rocket and shot it into space. But, yeah.
Actually, it costs more fuel to launch diamonds into space.
Yeah.
It costs more fuel just to get the diamonds over there.
Well,
bacon, I mean.
Actually, if you take the boat and put the diamonds in, you're actually wasting money.
True, because, I mean, seriously, you're paying more for fuel than you are
it's actually
selling
funny.
The diamonds.
It's funny you'd even say that. Because, do you know how much the fuel is?
Actually, diamonds come from coal, which fuel comes from also.
Actually, diamonds are horrible investment. They're very...
diamonds are made from dinosaurs. Diamond dinosaur.
Dinosaurs.
Diamondsaur.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Diamondsaur. Pudding.
Yeah. Pudding.
Pudding.
Triceratops is the worst dinosaur.
Okay.
I never got into dinosaurs.
What?
I never got into dinosaurs. I thought they were
Olivia
stupid.
Doesn't think dinosaurs are real.
Lame. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's another one that's probably...
I was on that train for a while. Definitely on the train.
Where does that train lead? Where does it lead?
It leads to like, well, maybe there is. Yeah, maybe there was. I don't know. A lot of it is fishy. A lot of it's fishy.
This is fishy.
Like, wow, this is fishy. There used to be a lot of dinosaurs. Now there's none.
President Trump, fantastic. I mean, what do you know about dinosaurs and what?
Awful
were they
people.
Powerful? Were they powerful?
Look. No, I'm out of it, dude. I'm too nasally. I could probably do a Miley Cyrus, but no, I probably couldn't do a Miley Cyrus.
No, I never got into them. Here's the deal. One of the things, they're not real, though. I mean, you talk about the biggest. What's the biggest one called? The one with the long necks?
Big boy.
The big boy.
Bertha.
Big boy saur.
Big
boy saur.
It's called, what's it called?
Brontosaurus.
The Sinclair dinosaur.
So that, the biggest one that you see, right?
46 foot long, whatever. Neck.
Like, how much does this dude have to eat every day? He's got to eat a whole forest every day, right?
Well, they had bigger trees back then.
Oh, Brontosaurus.
I mean, I don't care if they're bigger trees. It's like.
Brachiosaurus.
Well, actually.
Yeah. Brontosaurus and is then, just a giant then, lung.
bronchitis.
I got bronchitis.
I didn't grab my shoes and nothing, Jesus.
A couple of Tostino's pizzas.
There's a fire.
There's a fire.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
I know. Those are all good. There was a recent one I saw. There was this dude that witnessed some like shooting, and he was recounting all of it that was going on. It was similarly awesome.
That's embarrassing. Oh, there it is. For some time,
Red Cross is assisting displaced families. One resident describes a terrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing.
Starting the morning off with a cold pop.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life.
This guy in the background just pacing.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's true.
Yeah.
Man.
You got bronchitis, it's like, you got to pick your spots.
Yeah, you're like,
breathing.
Yeah, I need to down this Coke, though, in the morning.
Right. Which is a part of a balanced
drink
breakfast.
Soda. Yeah. Because I was like, I went to grab a pop. I was like, what?
Hey, you guys want some bacon, eggs? Nah, yeah. Just a cold pop. just some pop. Here we go.
I said, did you grab anything when you walked out the door?
I grabbed nothing but two Tortino's pizza out of the refrigerator and my doggy, and we left. That's it. I tried to grab some other things, but they wasn't even worth it.
I left my kid, but it wasn't worth it.
Right.
Well, I'm going to grab my kid.
I know if this house was to catch fire, I know I'd probably grab a couple of pizzas.
Just you would
get a couple of,
and just like put it on a stick and like hold it towards the house fire.
What would you grab? What would you grab?
Probably a pizza. Actually, pizza. Yeah, pizza. Children. Right. Legos.
Wonderful.
Irreplaceable things.
So you're just going out into a flood with a couple of pizzas and your dog.
My gun.
Just hoping for the best.
An AR strapped to my back. Yeah, holding a Yorkie.
Yeah, Toulouse fight for himself.
Yeah, he's pretty resilient.
I don't know if I'd take anything.
Really?
I don't know.
That's a good point, though. I mean,
as long as Liv is outside.
I care about nothing.
What?
Well, like you were saying, the average person has 40,000 items in their house.
Average.
Out of 40,000. That's a lot of to decide.
A statistic of like how many, like this house probably has more than that. So it's an average, right? Mm-hmm. So 40,000 items in their home.
There's probably 10,000 items on that shelf right there. So
wait, look at the screen.
Ooh, 300,000 items.
Someone made it up, and then I was like, yep, that sounds legit. That's a lot.
That's a lot. 300,000.
They both sound like a large number.
I was
number.
A little off.
Well, okay, what's it like?
A little off.
So I guess...
Way off. Sorry.
So no, what? No. You're like...
I have a lot more than that. I have a lot more items in my house than that.
Most people have 40,000.
Most people have 40,000. I've got a billion. A billion thousand. No, that's Biden. He's like, probably got, come on, man. There's like 430,000 billion things in this house. Come on, man.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's almost as good as your, that's better than your Trump.
Yeah. It's me, Joey B. Where?
You're not going to...
40... America be described in a single word. As in the hills of the Himalayas, Xi Jinping. What are we doing? I don't want to get political, but how?
Yeah, yeah.
How?
What happened, like, in Arizona? Like, do you hear about that, Luke? It's like,
no.
The governor just went away.
What?
And now...
What do you mean?
Somebody else is just Katie Adios. Hobbs or whatever her name is.
She left?
I don't know where she went.
Oh, okay.
It's just there's a letter. You know, there's the letter.
Yeah.
It's
gone.
The document that says, hey, like the attorney general's now the governor now.
I was going to put him. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
He keeps going.
So the foothills this person of the just
Himalayas
disappeared.
Xi Jinping.
I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah,
I bet she's gone.
All right,
that's weird.
Mm-hmm. You can still do that.
Did she get disappeared or did she disappear? Because she was pretty contentious.
I don't even know. Now my attention span.
That's fair.
What's that? They're fine. They'll be fine.
Get them out. Nobody wants to see that
bird. My attention span is there's a new government. Whatever. Yeah. I gotta go to the next. Social media post about why men aren't dating women anymore or something like that. I think I've seen enough. Yeah. I've seen enough on the current woman, their mindset, and why men aren't dating them or why waiting to their 30s and you don't have any more men to look and why marriage is bad for men and why marriage is horrible, great for women and... Mm-hmm. Why do I keep watching it?
Yeah,
I
think what have you concluded?
Nothing. It's like it's a template that just keeps filling up with the same stuff, and I gotta quit.
Yep. I think I've like tapped out the internet's potential this far, and for my life,
mine repeats.
You'd think it wouldn't be possible, but it is.
I'm not going back. Me, it's like at this point, we're looking up how many items are in our house. Like that is.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go back to the 90s and just make something up and just continue believing that that's the case.
For sure.
Like before you could look stuff up on Google. You're
way
like,
more fun.
That sounds right.
I'd rather not know or believe falsehoods.
Yeah.
Than know everything. I don't, because once you know everything, it just makes you mad.
Well, when you can know anything right away, your brain doesn't retain anything.
It takes the
edge
off.
You don't rely on it.
I can't find anything. My sense of direction's gone.
Yeah. Like you just use the map to get everywhere. And then
I do.
My phone's dead. I don't know how to get home.
You know what's really funny? I'm 55 years old, and I still get kind of a dopamine rush just seeing that blue line telling you where to go, even if it's right down the street.
Here's
the arrow, and it's
gives
moving.
Me
That's
to do.
Me.
It's nice.
That's me moving. Yeah.
It's nice.
It is nice.
Oh, and it's 1.3 miles. I'm going to take a turn.
Yeah, we need to get... I always say this all the time. I always have like a repeat of this thought of just like, I need to get rid of my phone. And then like the next week, I'm like, phones are...
I love my phone.
Well, I use this app.
I
really
do need
this app.
Phone.
Yeah. Well, if I did get a new phone, then I need GPS and podcasts and music because that's all productive. In my
life. Yeah, exactly.
And I need YouTube.
It's all about people, what they think. I don't even care what I think about anything.
Right. Yeah.
Why am I caring about that?
That is an interesting thing. Like everyone now believes that what they say is important or the input they have is important.
Yeah.
It's really not.
It's not.
I don't think
majority
anything
is not.
I say is that important
and
at
even
all.
If you catch somebody that knows what you're talking about, you'd miss it anyway.
I was acting like that wasn't important, but I didn't know.
No, that's good.
It's not.
You're right. You're exactly
100%
right.
100%, dude. Well, why do we have a podcast then?
Huh?
Why is there
talk about this stuff?
Yeah, that's true.
So you guys can listen.
So we are important. Just so you know, we are important. What are you doing? You're watching this on YouTube?
Right.
You're watching me talk.
We should become like this. Just that. They're just in the moment.
Just naked and hairy.
It's all about food. It's all about reacting to sounds. Right?
Just going to start barking at stuff.
All right, Pippa. Okay, lay back down.
So cute. That dude, that dog is vicious, dude.
I was
just talking to him. Well, both of them are.
Terriers are.
I was telling
them
about that. Yeah. Well, they said the whole time I've known these dogs, they're very docile. They don't really do much. They just kind of pee when you pet them and poop. You just step in it. But like they're like they fought off a raccoon the other day. I go okay, haha, hilarious. And then we have our cat here because we're moving. We just moved here. Heyo.
Hey, welcome back.
And, we're back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The hotel.
The hotel. And we have our cat here. Yeah. And the cat got out and it was upstairs with the dogs and was kind of hissing at him. And if I were to let it go, Luna would have probably
eaten it,
eaten the cat.
Yeah,
for real. Like
they're beasts,
cornered him.
Yeah,
yeah. So they are. They're
terriers.
They're
are a vicious hunter, hunting animals.
Yeah,
and I was we were talking about the I came across one of these unsettling because I love nature videos, mm-hmm. but it was two grizzly bears fighting.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And you know usually. They just show it when they stand up and their mouths are open and they kind of touch cheeks. They touch cheeks and they no, I watched the whole thing and it was, they're trying to eat each other.
Yeah. Pull it up.
They were,
do you remember that commercial? Do you remember that commercial
this is a different one.
It was maybe like a deodorant commercial and it's like a fisherman pulls in a fish and then a bear comes in and steals it and he starts boxing the bear for the fish back and he kicks the bear right in the crotch. Right. And the bear's like, oh, whoa. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Look at this.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
I was going to bring this up to you. This is crazy, dude.
Oh, Colin's calling for you. Oh, you can get down, bud. Oh, how did he get out?
Can you see it? I don't know.
How did he get out? we've learned something. Without women, this podcast does not get done.
I know.
Or without.
Yeah.
Brendan is now holding the baby and trying to,
I can
to
actually,
produce the show.
Yeah. Let me. You want to hand him to me? All right, well, whenever you get tired of it, just hand him to me for sure. Because he's dense, dude. He's made of vibranium, I think.
He's thick.
It didn't
play?
It's one of those videos you click into an article, and then it's like the 50-minute video version. All
right, it's 43 seconds. Let's just cut it forward. Keep going. Keep scrolling. See how you can see at the bottom? Just keep running it.
That's not
keep
the
going,
one, is
keep
it?
Going. This is a different one I want to show you.
That's not it.
Oh, wait.
No, we know it's not it. This is a different one.
This is it.
Watch.
Is this where you're coming after the guy?
Yeah.
Yo, oh, can you imagine?
Barking at him. That guy missed the best photo opportunity of his entire life.
I know. Idiot. Yeah. He should have died for that
photo.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Dude. Imagine him now just like the adrenaline. Like that's like prime.
How like, you know, primal he was and just arrogant right then. When you face off a bear with a camera, it's a pretty good day.
Yeah. You become
that's
Jackson.
You survive.
Yeah,
that's a confidence
I literally
builder.
Can't die. That's how Jackson always is.
Yeah.
He got in a car wreck, didn't die. He got held at gunpoint, didn't die. So he's like, I basically can't die.
I can't.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
True. You can't. You're a tank.
He's not even a human at this point.
No. Nope.
It's like one of those Tolkien characters. It's like the elves.
Yeah.
The elves who don't die.
Yeah.
But they can fight and they can fight ghosts.
Right.
I don't know.
It's not weird. It's not demonic.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it is. All right. Let's get this over with.
Let's do a quick.
Okay.
Let's do it quick.
This is actually an interesting one.
Yeah, I would like to actually, you might get some, because this is like across the United States, people have some opinions on this. Yeah.
On gas stations?
Yeah.
Do you guys even know what Wawa is? Well, you probably do.
Yeah.
Do you know what Wawa is, Luke?
Where
the
is
East
it?
Coast, the last one, the very last one.
No.
Wawa is like.
I might have been to one.
People love it. It's like an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Like dudes from Philly,
Dunkin' Donuts.
Go in there, grab a water.
Water?
Water.
Go to Dunkin'.
Go with the homies.
Homies.
Me and the homies go to the Wawa.
Anyways, go get a sandwich.
A sandwich. They actually say sandwich.
Okay.
I want to fight them even more.
As two people that probably eat more meals in a gas station than anyone else I know.
Right. Not false.
Hurts, but fair.
What would be your go-to? You walk into a Quick Trip.
All right.
You just worked outside or play golf.
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing real quick. Sam's Club and Costco. That's not really one you run in to go eat because it's not really connected to the building. But I would choose those for getting gas any day because the price is way better there.
Yeah. Costco gas is what, $1 a gallon now?
It's like
they pay you to get gas.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a free with the membership.
But negative, they make you turn off your car. What's that all about? They're very militant.
But
they make you turn off the car because they have fires.
Probably good. But they do have the thing that if you park on the wrong side, it can still reach around.
That's true.
So that,
that's a big, that's
Costco?
A big,
yeah.
Okay, wait. So turning off your car, you don't turn off your car?
No.
So you just live in, okay, here, I need to, this is actually a very important point. I'm glad we're talking about this.
Okay.
You guys don't lock your house. You leave your keys in your cars.
I don't.
What? Not you. Oh. No, you got. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry. This is. But like, you're just living. You're living in a different world.
Yeah.
You're living in Tim world.
I am.
Tim and Heather world. But yeah, I mean, people could get in there and steal your old green drinks. They can get in your car, and you're just cool with that?
No, I'm not. I'm a key Nazi. I have to know where the keys are at all times. And, mm-hmm. and as a matter of fact, I have those little Apple pod tags, things, yep. tags. That
yeah.
If you lose them. Well, because the Tundra, new Tundra, we only got one set of keys. Because I guess the other ones are in China for whatever reason.
China.
There it is.
Great people.
I went there. I was like, wow, these are great people. I feel like, yeah. Yeah, that's something you need to fix.
Well, Heather's you're more like that. I'm more of the militant one. I do not do that. I believe fair. Leaving.
But you did leave the house today to bring mom to the airport. Whole house unlocked.
Olivia okay. is of the mindset, and yeah. this is funny. She will leave the car unlocked with like an exposed laptop in the Wild. Middle of the city.
Wild.
And this was when we were dating or like first married. And I was like, Olivia, we got to put this under the seat or something.
Yeah.
And her mindset was like, well, at the time. If someone wants to steal it, like they probably needed it more than I did.
Wild.
It's like the Seinfeld. He talks about so going funny. To the beach and you like put your stuff in your shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
you put your keys in
the
your
hedge
shoe.
Of protection.
Put away in the
yeah.
shoe.
Yeah. yeah.
They'll never find it
yeah,
there.
Yeah, who's digging around? But that, yeah, that's, yeah. Tell me you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth without telling me. That's one of those things.
Yeah.
Well, I've got 300,000 things. I'm gonna. You know,
yeah.
You
yeah.
Take 10,000. I still
right.
have quite a few things.
But
got four yeah. MacBooks at home. So what's
yeah,
one?
Exactly. I mean, you said the one you're using right now is her old one. It looks
just,
brand new.
It stays here and yeah. it just sits here.
Yeah.
Because of the two at her house.
But would you yeah. rather them bust your window and grab the laptop?
That is the deal. My brother lives in the city and he just leaves his car unlocked. Because otherwise they're going to just break yeah. his window.
Right. You don't leave yeah. anything. He's saying yeah. that she just like leaves on the seat, like her laptop.
Yeah. She does not anymore.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
But
that's a great thing to learn. But like I like set up two shotguns with a string on the trigger and then yeah. tie them to the door or the window.
One of those Rambo contraptions yeah. where it comes out with
lock
a
the
sharpened
wheel.
Stick.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Just
he opens
chink.
It. Open.
Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. And check this out. In the minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you match candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. So, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed.
You finish a day of work outside, you play golf.
Yes,
you
yes, sorry. Back, back to
you
that.
You go into the rotating hot dog.
You it depends on... we're talking about what we go to inside the
just
gas station?
Inside.
Okay, this is also a good conversation.
Yeah, that's why it's
I
both.
Rarely gravitate towards the hot snacks.
Okay.
Because it can be dicey.
Does it hurt the tum-tum?
Yeah, I mean, I've had enough run-ins, and I know enough about food now where I'm like, it's not worth it.
So you're grabbing, a bag of donuts or something? Or
not even.
Candy?
I'll go through different phases. So it depends on what I'm doing. I usually have been doing like a Powerade Zero or like some sugar-free energy drink. So I've cleaned it up over the years, I think.
Attaboy.
So it's at wow. least like I'm getting a treat.
Getting mature.
But the treat is not going to like put me out for
murder.
You're not yeah. getting the big size, you know,
I'm not candy getting bar. I'm not getting Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm not getting a bet. Like if I get any candy, it's not the giant 12 serving one that you see right next to the register. Like,
but in
like
Prime,
that,
Prime Spencer.
Prime Spence?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gotten the bag of
that's the thing of, yeah.
Chocolate Hostess donuts.
Oh yeah,
the so bag, good. Not the
oh yeah,
not
yeah,
the little 60.
Oh, we
I'm talk about the bag
yeah,
of like
the six
39
just,
donuts,
tease,
40
yeah.
donuts.
Yeah, it's a tease. But yeah, the weird thing about me is like I'm not consistent with what I like at all.
It's like you feel it?
Very, yeah, it's like kind of what I'm feeling, or I'll go on a run of like maybe a couple months of like, for a while it was like a sugar-free Red Bull and like two Reese's Cups. Because it fits in the air conditioning. Remember that?
I do. I do.
So it'll change.
Reese's Cups are so good.
Yeah. Now it's just like a pack of cigarettes, gum.
Some Zens.
Another pack of cigarettes. Yeah. And then like a
There's
coffee.
So many tobacco products back there. My gosh.
So many colors.
You know what? Okay. What blows my mind is how many people play the lottery.
I know.
Is that right?
My God. I've never bought a lotto ticket.
And if you're behind somebody, it's like they're buying a house. Yeah. When they're buying them, it takes so long.
Yeah.
Like, oh, give me the pick four and the pick eight.
And they buy them in cash.
Yeah.
Go to your title company, get this pre-approved. And
get notarized.
Yeah, like people know what they're doing. I feel like a child with that for sure.
No, it really, and you probably should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so too. I never, like I hated Chuck E. Cheese as a kid. It just stressed me out, the idea of like that.
Some people have that though. That I don't have the gambling thing.
I know peeps.
I like sure things. I just can't, like when we went to Vegas, I couldn't do it. I couldn't even put, like, it was a struggle for me to put $20 down. Cause I'm like, I'm going to lose this. This is dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have this now and it's mine.
Right.
And they're like, but I won $100 and it's like, but he lost $400.
Yeah. But I'm stressed out for you guys. It's not worth
it. Have you heard their story about when Heather and I went to New York?
She just told me this.
Went to New York with her friends. This is back in the 90s. Back before we were even dating. We're just friends. So we go with all our Cape and Re friends, right? We meet up there. I've got two $50 bills in my pocket.
How old are you?
I'm probably 20-ish, 22.
Okay.
23. And mullet.
Heck nice. Yeah. The perm mullet.
But I got the guns.
I got the perm mullet.
Need the guns with the mullet.
We need to get that picture of the perm mullet.
I was thick, it's man. Nice. I was looking good.
All right, calm down.
Go to New York and... you know, and we took the train in there, so you just kind of wind up in the middle of it. You're in a movie.
Yeah.
And so we're just walking down. I'm talking not even a half an hour in. We come across a shell game guy doing the shell game. People gathered around. He's doing the shells, and you're watching him, and, you know, he's a couple people win or whatever and lose. And I'm like, and I'm watching. I'm like, well, it's right there. It's right there. Mm-hmm. I know where it is, where the whatever, the P. Whatever is under the shell.
I don't know what they put under there.
It was right there. He goes, oh, really? He goes, well, how much? $20. He goes, $50. I'm like, all right, $50. Oop, not there. And I'm just done. And I'm just like freaked out, panicked.
What have I done?
Long story short, 10 seconds later, I gave him another $50. I lost twice. And now I have no money. No.
Oh,
I don't have
so
a credit
stressed,
card.
Dude,
I don't
I'm
have any.
Stressed.
So I'm just kind of.
Freeloading on the rest of the people. Oh, no.
Dang.
Yeah,
you got to know. But it's a good lesson. It's a good lesson. At least it was only $100.
I would have felt,
you know what I'm saying?
So, like, hot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just
you
like
know that feeling? I'm a little, like,
angry and hot. Yeah.
I walked away just stunned. Just really you got smacked around. Just New York beat me up.
Well, the people around it, there are people standing on the table.
Yeah.
And that were playing. Usually they're plants.
I know.
You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously, at the
you
time,
got God.
How would you know?
They're so good at it.
Yeah.
So
right,
good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's demonic.
But yeah, I get it. I don't, demonic. I never had that chip in my head, mm-hmm. that gambling chip. I don't like poker. Mm-hmm. I don't like.
I do like poker, but yes.
Any of that. Any of that stuff. It's like, that's why I never drove fast on the, because I always felt like I don't have the money for the speeding ticket anyway. So
I agree. Like, it's not a good risk for me.
It's not.
Oh, I can go 110 and maybe go to jail. Like, I could get arrested for this and pay a $600 ticket.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah, but if you have the Mercedes S-Class, it's kind of fun. Wow. Isn't it an S-Class or a C-Class?
C.
C-Class. Is for, C. My bad. Yeah. S is for poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
But back to the question about, I will do a hot dog, a nice little hot dog.
Yeah.
You know, you probably want something salty, maybe some chips.
Yeah.
Chips on there. Big
but
icy
like,
drink.
You need to be a little bit more specific than just salty and sweet. Like, what chip? What chip do you? Because in Texas, there are no other options than something mixed with like chili or jalapeno. Like, it's literally everything is spicy.
Yeah.
So, like, now I have to be a little bit strategic with the chip. So I'll do like the LeBron James, cheese, sour cream, and chili.
Mm.
Boom. Very good. Wrap snacks. Please be a sponsor, Rap Snacks.
Oh, those?
Yeah, have you seen them?
With the wrappers on the cover?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I'm telling you, 80% of them are barbecue and honey.
Yeah,
I take photos of it. It's like,
what's a wrap snack?
Okay, take these. Yeah, pull it up. They these wrappers will come up with their own flavor, right? And I do own in quotes because it's always barbecue and honey.
And honey,
yeah.
You know how much Tim likes wrap?
Yeah, and then it the way that they put it on there, it's barbecuing with my honey, and they're actually extremely good. I'm actually a huge fan. I'm gonna need some of that merch.
So that's an actual brand name.
Ooh wee. Ooh-wee. Ooh. Imagine going and buying that.
I've never seen that.
What adult? Did you find him or no? I would just go to images rather than their. Oh. Yeah, go to the images. Nope, like on Google.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Give me the Goog. Ooh-wee. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's concerning.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right there. Right here. This is what you see.
Because I know when I'm going to pick up a good snack, I want Nicki Minaj on the front. I want her on the package.
Yeah,
because
dude.
I trust her.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is seeing at work. Like,
click on that one with the multi. One? Like this one that has a variety. Yeah, that one's fine.
Like a grown man drinking Mountain Dew at 8 a.m.
Yeah, just rotting his teeth out of his head.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Let's see.
Notorious.
It's so
Biggie
sweet.
Smalls.
Notorious Honey Jalapeno. With a dab of ranch.
White cheddar with a dab of ranch.
Popcorn with ranch?
Really seen any of the, yeah. Okay. I mean, hey.
There's
good.
Nothing wrong with ranch.
They're good. Here, go to the right. The Romeo Miller. Barbecuing with my honey.
That's pretty good. It.
Yeah, a lot of them have it.
How about Lil Boozy?
Yeah, he's got a couple of them.
Yeah.
He has some like kind of like those puffy Cheetos ones.
It's Cardi B's. Cheddar.
Cheddar barbecue. Barbecue. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, he's got a couple of them.
What are some of Lil Boozy's songs like?
I don't even know. He's old school.
He's a New Orleans guy.
Yeah.
New
Orleans.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
Brendan, do you know who Lil Boozy is? Poor Brendan. He's got to look after.
Yeah.
He's a babysitter today. Lil Boozy. He was on Theo Vaughn.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Was not that entertaining, but
that's fair.
Anyway,
I'm stressing out. I feel like babies running around. And, I just don't want them
to go up near the steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm watching. I got an eye for the steps.
That's how you learn.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I got an eye for the steps.
To be fair, he's good at the steps, so. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but right. You just ripped up the carpet, and you've got, like, exposed nails and stuff.
I pulled them all out. I pulled the nails out.
All of them?
I mean, at the ones that are keeping the stair on.
Okay.
So, lay off. We'll see. We'll see how good he is.
Lil Boozy. If we just do this real quick, five, I think.
Lil Boozy.
Yeah, Bucky's is going to be.
Oh, yes. All right. Back to this. Okay. I mean, racetrack, if it's a nice one, is very good. If it QT, if it's a nice one.
Oh, wait. QT is S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. Because a lot of these, you'll have like it's hit or miss. A racetrack could be a third world country or really nice.
Yeah, QT is the In-N-Out Burger of gas stations because they're always nice.
Yeah.
They're quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pleasant.
Yeah.
See you next time.
It's a legitimate sized gas station too.
Right.
You know. Casey's, I don't know.
Like, what are the ones you're going to see, like a shooting or something? Like, probably
Circle
at
K. It's not up there, I don't think.
7-Eleven is
Shell,
real sketch.
7-Eleven.
Shell.
I mean, I haven't been there, but Sheets.
Yeah, Love's, Love's has showers in it, which is sketch.
Yeah, scary right vibes. There. We'll go to scary vibes.
Scary vibes.
How?
Your shower's ready. Have you heard that?
Your shower's ready.
Stall 7, your shower's ready.
Who's taking showers at a gas station?
People at a low point.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
BP, I don't know.
I don't like BP. It's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People were mad at BP. They're the ones where the oil spilled or whatever. Of course, that.
Well, the funny thing about all these.
What is this?
Is that really there's only like three or four actual oil companies that supply all of these gas.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So BP is actually one of them.
Their BP gas is always. Them, and Exxon. Yeah.
Exxon. And then I don't know if it's Conoco. There's another one that I didn't.
Oh, Valero, you're going to see a crime. Valero, you're going to.
This one?
It's real sketch.
Valero is a crime.
Yeah, it's it's bad.
Yeah. Someone will get murdered inside. They'll just remove the tiles instead of clean it up. So it's just like missing tiles. There's blood on them. We don't have time.
I think that's good.
Isn't that a Brad Paisley song? Little Blood on the Tiles.
Little Blood on the Tiles.
Little
yeah.
Blood on the Tiles.
Wait,
this is Levi?
What? Is that what Levi does?
Yeah.
He's got the same
Ricky Ross.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Spencer, do we think this was fine for the gas station? I think we've tapped out.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think bringing up gas stations was just good.
I was going for snacks and then whatever.
This is perfect.
Yeah,
this
fine.
Is.
This
can
is
we
good.
Do a quick?
Yeah, we can do whatever.
Interesting thing that people might not find interesting.
Sure.
Do we have that loaded up on there?
Did you pull? Do you have it? Do you like? You have stuff?
I have something. Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting. Will you think it's interesting? I've never seen a woman on a roof.
Theme music.
Have you ever seen?
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, right?
Never see a woman
I've
on
never
a roof.
Seen, like you see guys,
other than like teenage girls going on the roof. Like professionally, never. Doesn't happen.
I've never seen one.
No, it's because their center of gravity is different.
What?
Theme music.
Dang, I was not ready.
Will you think it's interesting?
Never.
Yeah. No, it's
so is a dude.
Yeah,
another guy.
Random people walking.
What's up, man?
Are we having a Bible study at our house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Good. Kid, you join? Guy.
Well,
just
yeah. I mean,
with a Bible in his hand. That's
for sure.
That'll work.
Yeah.
I got nowhere to be.
Jehovah's Witness.
What time does it start at?
9.
You guys are living a different life. When you have kids, it's a different life. I didn't.
You guys are doing a little Bible study.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are we studying?
What are you into?
The Bible.
I know.
We're going to do probably a...
New Testament, Old Testament?
Yeah, New
what
Testament.
Are you going to throw it around some minor prophets? What do you
mean? Oh, Micah, maybe?
Yeah.
Habakkuk?
Namath?
Habakkuk?
We're actually going to study...
We're
going to study this part of the Bible really quick.
Well, I wish it was what was on the screen. It was like Buzz Lightyear and a dragon.
No, we are.
I'm like, you're what? Oh, you actually are? Die. Is that supposed to be Zerg?
My power pack. It is finished. My batteries may have been dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. And all intergalactic authority has been given unto me to infinity and beyond.
I'm Hasbro, made in China. Let's make Andy's room great again. Thank you.
Hey, you break me down, you fill me up, believer.
And this is why
you're welcome.
The church.
Actually, the church. Fan sent it to me, so thank you, fan.
Yeah, for real. That is amazing.
Keep sending me these.
That is amazing.
Joy story. Come on.
Yeah.
How do I get that on my timeline? Mine's all. How do I get that in my algorithm?
You just start looking at
really
church stuff.
Awesome.
I got another one. Don't
but like,
worry.
Okay, but like, who's the director?
Huh?
Is everyone the director?
God.
All right, yeah, got me on that. But like,
here you go.
Is this the same guy?
He got my Bible. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Easter is not about a bunny. Do you hear me? I've said it's over.
Oh.
Somebody get this dead rabbit out of my church. All right, you check
it's Santa. Oh, no. Santa's going to get popped.
Where are the kids?
Right in the back. Oh.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody. We're done. It's time to release the kids to children's church.
Get this money out of my church.
Pop.
Did you see the more you watch it, just the surrounding? Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, this is not the right version. I just had a different
one. Oh, I love it.
You can dub it over for yourself.
Bunny took one right in the stomach.
Like, literally, just like, why would you do this?
Texas flag.
Not about
American flag behind it.
You hear me? I've said it's over.
I've said it's over. Yo, that's like a... the bunny dead drops and goes.
Oh, you check, see if he's dead.
Uh oh, look at this. This is just right in the spine.
Nope. It just shoots.
It's over, guys.
Yeah. That was really good.
Yeesh.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There's too many people allowing too many things to happen.
Yeah.
Just like,
or
because you have this thing of like,
we've run out of ideas.
You can't be a bad guy in like church, because I've been a part of plays.
Yeah.
Like a lot of plays. You can't like be the bad guy and be like, nope, you're not being Trump potato head. You know what I'm saying?
This,
yeah.
You're just allowing it to happen.
The Buzz Lightyear one was like, okay, we get the Buzz Lightyear theme. Maybe it's VBS, right? That's fine. Mm-hmm. It's like the parents' night at VBS.
They seem so serious about it, though.
The problem is like, they do the Trump thing, then they start doing Imagine Dragons or whoever at the end. And this production is like thousands of dollars.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah. I mean, look at those sets. I mean,
the set is like they built it for this.
Yeah.
They didn't have those laying around.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to really think about,
can we reel this back in?
That all the ideas, there's no more ideas. And that it never, does it ever work?
I don't know.
It never works.
How do we?
Well, what's the thinking there? Are you just trying to just be relevant? And I mean, what is the?
That's what I'm saying. Everyone's a director. It's like, I can do a good Trump impression.
Yeah.
Well, you should be
Mr. Potato Head Trump.
The kids will love it.
Yeah.
It's like,
no.
Nope.
I had this thought that I'd like to bring up to you guys.
Please.
It has to do with church music. I think we need to bring back choirs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like hymns.
For
hymns
sure.
Well, not just hymns, but just choirs. Like,
yeah.
It's all just bands now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just, it seems like nobody, it feels more together. Like you're connected in some way.
I like that idea.
That's good.
Another
whatever
part
happened
of it,
to the choir.
Well, the other part of it, well, I think a lot would happen too is like people have made themselves too busy. So now like thinking about putting a choir together is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like you have to like coordinate 50 people to show up for practicing stuff. But the good part about that is now you have a community with 50 people that you act, because like so many people go to church now.
Right.
Go to church, leave. And you don't even really ever meet anybody in the congregation at all, unless you like work there or you stick around. Like you really maybe you meet like 10 people, but like if you have 50 people that you just like going to, I don't know.
Right.
I feel like it's a,
I think
double
it
good.
It would encourage participation for one thing.
Sure.
You know, there are people that sing horrible in choirs, but it just all blends in anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
and then it gets rid of like the hierarchy of like, ooh, he's the
worship pastor.
He's the worship pastor. He's some super cool dude. Like he's better than, I don't know.
Right.
It's lame.
It's not really an, lame. That's too few people doing the same things every week.
Yeah. We see,
you know,
I can see.
And I don't know. I guess I just kind of, I miss it.
I
wonder why.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done things where you've probably seen even in contemporary stuff where they'll have 10 people, like that's this mini choir kind of thing. And it's still great.
It's amazing.
It's good.
It so encourages, I think, you know, participation.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, because a lot of what takes it out for me at church when there's like a band is like, this drummer doesn't know what he's doing, or this person's singing flat. It's like always like these, but if it's a choir, it's a lot harder for me. Like, I'm not going to be real nitpicky, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you make it a performance like that, then I'm going to kind of judge it like a performance.
You're watching it more than you're participating.
Exactly. Correct.
Just
and that's
simple,
why that's why like black thing. Churches are dope.
Oh, they're the best.
Fun.
They're very fun.
They're awesome.
Yeah. I mean, even Crank kind of is a similar thing.
Yeah.
Where it's just like that vibe of like party time.
Well, even there, I'd like to see choir. I'd like to see just a group, a big group that's singing together. And I think it'd just be a better, it would work better.
Well, start your own church.
Oh my gosh.
What'd
Joy
you call?
Story.
Joy Story Church.
Yeah, Joy Story Church.
The batteries are in China. We lost them all.
What was it?
Play it.
What?
Is it a little boozy?
Okay, yesterday we had choir rehearsal, but now we can sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song.
I was like, what?
That was me.
Yeah.
Lord is my shepherd. He goes before me
He goes before me. Defender behind me. Defender behind me. Y'all been practicing. I won't fear. I won't fear. Filled with
anointing. I'm talking like you need a big old robe on.
Big robe.
On bleachers.
Yep. I mean,
this is cool.
Go the
this
other
is
way.
Nice.
Go the uncool.
But then you have the lady like, I'm like, I am really in this. And
she's got the ear, the earbuds in.
Find me.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah. Give me sweatsuits, I guess. Is this Kanye's church?
Yeah.
I wonder at what point you get the jumpsuit. Is it first? It's not first day because of people like it.
This would be cool to go to.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Every minute.
That's a workout. They're praiser sizing.
Yeah.
Dang. New,
a lot of foliage there. A lot of foliage around there. That's a lot of plants.
Can't have enough. Just have it outside.
That was good.
They usually do actually have it outside.
But that's hard to sing to, though. I couldn't sing to that.
Every hour.
But it sounds cool.
You just started. No, excuse me.
Every hour. Yeah.
I think we should go just the antiquated old robes and just put a bunch of. Put a bunch of people up there and just see what happens.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think it would be
great. I mean, that it is sweet. That was cool.
All right. Hold on. One more. This is called the Mississippi Mass Choir.
Call it Looking for a City.
This bassist is not moving.
He's doing his job.
Her guitars. It is fun. Even going to Jackson's choir is fun.
Oh yeah, that was great. Like the videos we got from that. Yeah. Who's the singer in maybe the 60s or 70s? And he like would dance real crazy like this.
James Brown.
Yeah. I've gotten kind of on a revamp of him and listening to his stuff.
Oh, it's
he
wonderful.
Is manic, dude.
Yeah,
I think that guy has
Godfather
of
Soul or something like that.
Something
that was his name.
He's Godfather of something.
Oh yeah,
Godfather
he was always sweating.
Cocaine.
Always sweating.
Yeah, well,
that's another thing. Choirs and cocaine.
Yes,
I think that would
like t-shirt.
Give us
put
give
it on a mug.
Choirs and cocaine. Yeah. Well, this took a dive. No, okay, yeah. And to our sponsors.
Did everybody do the line? Okay, we got some lines over here.
Every hour. Every minute.
Puts a different meaning to that song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Every 15 minutes. Every 16 minutes. Maybe 17 minutes. Could you go 18?
Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
20.
Oh.
Half an hour. I think we found our thumbnail.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was the thumbnail.
Mark it.
Print it.
Print that bad boy.
good.
Yeah, that's Kirk Franklin.
That's a good point,
man.
Dude.
That's Kirk Franklin.
That guy up on the stage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he seemed pretty dope. Pretty he seemed like he knew what he was doing. But yeah, I mean, choir, what else needs to change, do you think? And I think okay.
Take the roofs off the church.
Take them off.
Convertible.
Get them out of there. What else?
Convertible churches.
Bathrooms.
Come on, get us something else. No, no bathrooms.
Tree.
None.
There were no bathrooms. There was no roof. There was no coffee. Yeah. Oh yeah. Bring back donuts.
Bring
yes.
them back.
Bring them
bring
back.
Bring back donuts. Bring back coffee.
You know what? I'm, you
bring
know what?
Back transparencies.
Yes.
Not this. This slideshow crap.
Where they have to like switch out the film.
Yeah.
That's what transparency. That was like,
I want a guitar that's a little out of tune singing a 90s
right.
song.
That's right.
Yes.
One of the strings is just off tune a little bit.
Yeah.
The G string is just off a little
bit. That's a y'all thing. I wouldn't even hear it.
I'd almost like to hear Kumbaya again. Just a little Kumbaya.
Bring it back.
Just something that's like, oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
I remember that.
Well,
that
what? Yeah, I don't know. Because here's the thing. I love the plays. Like the plays that churches do and like the joy story. Misdirected, but I like that they're doing something. Because like the ones that we were at in Texas, they're like, nope, no kids stuff on the week. Like we're not doing any of the kids stuff anymore. We're not doing VBS. We're not doing, like we're trying to build more churches. Yeah, it's like, but no one's going to want to come here. It's lame and all of you guys.
Here's the problem is you don't
cast a wide net.
You build churches by teaching kids how to follow Jesus. Then they fall in love with Jesus and then they start families.
Thank
and then
you.
It grows.
Thank you. Yes.
Man, that's literally discipleship
that.
Is in the family and in the community.
No, it's about we're a harbor and we need to dock our boats and learn here and then go out. And, I don't know. It's like the church we were going to was like, we have five more churches we're building in the next 3 years. And it's like,
stop expanding.
Well, and then
get it right where you are.
Yeah.
You're not that great.
Yeah.
But we got a guy who's really who so came true. In from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So
well,
what?
That's the
he just graduated from Covenant.
Yeah, exactly.
He's 23 years old.
That's the issue with making the church a business that I found. It's like,
a brand.
It really ruins a lot of what I think the actual church, because the church is the people. That's a cliche to say, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I know.
Like this money the money we're tithing for the church, that should be the people, should it not? Why are we giving to this building? Why not?
Well, that my ultimate thought
community?
Is that
okay, commie,
communist.
What
me?
You're talking about redistributing the wealth of the church.
No, give to people that you're friends with. Give to the people that you're friends with need.
I think they should take the tithe money, invest it.
They should give it to the church, and then so the pastor can pay for his kids to have cars and a house.
Right,
and
nice
shoes. They don't have to work.
That's right.
Yes.
That would be great.
What if?
That's a great model.
What if they're just doing church expansions?
Are we changing this podcast?
What if they're just getting church expansions to buy more real estate?
Yeah. I'm
say
out.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd literally
every minute, every 6 months. Well, I think that's the issue with people like, well, this church just wants my money. And it's true.
Yeah.
And that's a thing to be upset about. The money should be going to the people that just need it. And you know who needs it because your friends, you're in a community with these people.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, Heather and I, we're like, we more so give to people that we know.
Don't be bashful about it. That's a good thing.
I mean, I
think
I'm sorry. I feel
that seems more biblical.
Guilty.
From what I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was it like in the first, you know, iteration of the church?
Yeah. Well,
what were they
Jesus
doing?
Was like, we need a new LCD screen. I want you to dig deep into your pockets. Into your pockets.
You get a donkey. You get a donkey. You get a donkey. You
need,
get a donkey.
We need a bigger donkey in this house. Come on, somebody. It's just, I don't know, dude. People should be upset about it. People should be more upset about it.
Yeah.
People are just allowing it. They're just cool with it. Yeah, I mean, it's like the taxes thing. Like, we give our taxes to, like, the state, and then the state just lines their pockets with it. And they're like, oh, we fill potholes. And we have a fire department.
It's like, we close down traffic during rush hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like all the stuff. And then everyone's like, well, I can't do anything about it. Well, if you knew the person who is delegating where this money goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just have two big societies and cities are broken.
It's
and
all
just broken.
About, it's a corporation.
Lord, come get us.
That's right. I think he's warming up the car.
Yep. He is. He's starting.
Warm it up.
He's leaving his keys in the car at the
warm
gas station.
Warm the car up. Warming the car up. Go to 7-Eleven. Get a pickup. Yep.
Replacing the tiles.
Yeah. Replacing the tiles. After you mow the arrow. There's a dead body.
Oh, the rabbit, the Easter bunny getting shot in the chest.
That was so good, dude. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That is bold.
The more I think about it, the more I kind of like it.
It is, well, to be honest, like it is like a very strong gesture, but it's true. It's been it's completely been secularized.
It has.
This is a sacred holiday. We're just allowing it to be
the resurrection
secularized
of
like.
Yep. Yep.
This bunny dude, not...
And it's not even a real bunny. It's a guy in a bunny suit.
I have a legit question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also a weird thing. I have a legit question. So, like, we're telling our boys, like, about the Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, and, like, Santa and stuff. how do you phase that out? You know what I'm saying? Like, here's my thinking. Like,
right.
I'm starting off this very elaborate lie for 10 years of their life, and I'm like, just kidding. Like, I feel convicted about it, but I also want them to not be at their schools being like, he's a myth. Santa's a myth, I tell you. And then they're like, they have to like snuff him out and drag him out of the class.
Right.
So it's like.
Like a kid's version of Q. Like a kid's version of conspiracy guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the
earth is flat. They just drag him out, chloroform the kid. Oh!
Yeah, like he's just too real.
Yeah, I don't know. But like, what did you do for us? Or did you?
I don't remember. Think we made a huge. We got you the chart. We got you the Easter baskets and we filled them with goodies.
Yeah.
And it was fine. We didn't get all into, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I don't feel slighted about it, but I feel like growing up, I've had these conversations with friends, and they feel pretty slighted.
About the Santa thing?
I feel like even
like
without...
Like your parents are putting up this whole thing for a long time, and then they're like, just kidding.
I'm not into it, just because I think that you can still have the spirit of Christmas or whatever.
I think so, too.
Without Santa.
Without Santa. You don't need him. You don't need Santa to have a good Christmas.
But it's also so awesome. Fun.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I bought these toys, son.
Yeah. You know, Bob? I did.
You can probably...
With my blood, sweat, and tears.
I bought them in that store.
You think Santa had some slaves? I feel like I'm getting mad about the wrong thing.
No, it's correct. You could probably still do the Santa thing, but just be like, hey, guys... You could probably be like, it's not real, but it's something fun.
Santa's a pervert, son.
Right. Take the Santa. Take the letters around. What does it spell?
Yeah.
Satan.
Oh, my God.
Satan.
I was going to say Antas.
Oh. Oh, it does, doesn't it? It spells Satan, doesn't it?
It does.
Dang it.
Santa Claus is created by...
Red suit.
Nasat.
Coca-Cola and World War II.
Yeah, but he was a real... But it was Saint Nick. That was a real guy.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, that's true. That's an interesting thing I kind of want to get into. Like the kind of...
Downtown St. Charles, during Christmas, they have all the different boys out.
They do.
And they'll tell you, just pick one. Pick one. There's like a Norwegian lady.
It's fun.
She like leaves like beef stew.
Belschnickel. Yeah. Cut your toes off if you don't listen to your mother.
What is it? Impish.
Admirable.
Admirable.
No, but what I was going to say is like... The saints, like, you know how Catholic Church learns a lot about the saints and stuff like that?
Right.
I actually don't really even know who they are, who they were. Like, I want to understand the history of, like, sainthood. Yeah.
And I learned it seems interesting. In the Vatican, because that's where the saints started, because that's where Peter was crucified, allegedly, right? And that's where, on my rock, I'll build this church. So then he became a saint, and then it was a progression from there. And then they had, like...
So was it like these people that learn from the disciples? Are those the saints?
No, the saints, there's like a whole, you have to hit a bunch of qualifications. Yeah. You have to like raise two people from the dead in order to be considered a saint.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That is a qualification.
That sounds extremely interesting.
In Catholicism. But in the New Testament, we are considered saints generally.
Yeah, but to me, that's less... Interesting, I guess. You see what I'm saying?
I want to understand
the history.
But if everybody's a saint, nobody is.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah. If everyone's my neighbor, no one's my neighbor.
Right.
But the interesting thing is, because we were at the Vatican, we were just learning about the Pope, and the Pope had power. He had an army.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing crusades. Like, well, he was just...
That's the interesting thing about that.
It's like at a kingdom.
Their king is their head of...
religion.
Religion. Head of religion. So that's like the...
You're saying the Pope is the king.
Right. So what I think biblically it's supposed to be is like there, you have a godly prince. This prince is your king or your ruler, or now it would be like our president or someone. You have someone making laws who is a godly prince or king, right?
Right.
And then you have the head of the religion or whatever.
Because how the Pope came to be, didn't they have all these different kind of hubs for Catholicism and all these kind of like head cardinals
like
or whatever.
CEO.
And then the one in Rome became the top dog, became the Pope.
I'm not really sure how. That's what I'm interested in learning, you know?
Do what?
Peter was the first Pope.
Prove it.
Also have the Vatican has the largest art collection in the world.
Yeah, it seems a little fishy, huh?
Sketchy.
Yeah, here's back to why are we giving to this church so we can have gold ceilings? Like, this makes zero sense to me.
But they're really pretty.
They're amazing.
I mean... least you get to see where your money's going.
Yeah, but outside of that wall,
LED screens.
It's like there's so many people that are in need. It's like it's so crazy. It's like, yeah. Why is this a crazy thing I'm saying?
It's not.
We need 50-foot ceilings.
We do.
Yeah, but it is pretty.
Let's do a couple of reviews.
How very ornate. Okay,
give me a review. Cool.
Go for it. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's top three reviews of the week.
All right.
Levi's so good.
I know. He's really just good.
Dude.
Yeah. This is a question. If you had to replace your left arm with something other than your left arm, what would it be?
Right arm.
Two right arms.
Just imagine, dude, the dexterity.
Yeah.
I'd be like an octopus and be able to do whatever.
Maybe a big French fry.
I actually do have a question. Yeah.
What?
Just a giant French fry. You already eat your nails enough. You know what I'm saying? Please show the camera. Just
a big crispy.
You don't even have nails. It's just
like a crinkle, like a crinkle fry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's very funny. That's way better than what I said. The obvious answer. Stupid. Can we start that over?
Yeah.
Say your question again.
That is the first thing came to my mind.
The week. Wow, Levi's amazing at that.
Would you rather? What would you replace your left arm with besides the left arm?
Of course.
Right arm. Dang it. No.
You would go crinkle.
A French fry.
You go crinkle.
Crinkle I go a phone charger, probably like a phone charge cord.
Like, could you? You
still, just doesn't, still no electricity.
My middle finger into the phone and it would charge.
Really? Now you're thinking.
Now, yeah, you go.
Now like, you're go. Thinking. You're I like genius.
It. I think yeah. We can do it.
Yeah.
Get you Elon said. On the phone.
Yeah.
It's pretty it's interesting. Okay, let's see. What would I so my left arm, I mean
bazooka.
Bazooka would be
cool. This. Or like an Iron Man arm. That'd be cool. I think yeah. I'd do that. I think.
How much money do I have
all of
to
it.
Spend on my
everything. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. This thing keeps falling. I don't know. That's
another
that's
Spencer.
A, how about just like a like a another Spencer.
Theme music.
All right, next question.
All right, sorry. This is not a question, it's a review. I'm north of Detroit, and it's not bad where I live.
Okay.
Sure.
Insecure.
North of Detroit is Canada.
Sinsecure?
It is.
North of Detroit is Canada, so this person lives in Canada.
I mean, yeah.
It's a good way
you're
to disguise
it. In a lake or in Canada.
Let's just be real, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about your state.
Yeah.
No, it is pretty. There's lots of pretty parts of Michigan.
Oh my gosh.
Like 2 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
It's also a lot of crime.
Yep.
All right. Thought y'all'd be interested. This last one to know there is a Native American tribe by the name of Ho-Chunk. They are now established as the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin.
I think we need to get established as the Ho-Dunk.
Do what?
We need to get established as the Ho-Dunk Nation.
That's right. We are the Ho-Dunk Nation.
Yeah.
That is true.
Establish it.
The Ho-Chunks?
Ho-Chunk?
The hotel?
Okay. The hotel?
Great.
Yeah.
The Ho-Chunk?
You always have to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
I have to bring it up.
Nerd. Yeah. The Ho-Chunk Nation, yeah.
Ho-Chunk. That's it.
Ho-Chunk.
Those are reviews. Can we watch this one more time and then go?
Yeah, let's watch that
all right,
and go.
Thank you.
And so, by the way, everybody, Libby was sick, and that's why she's not here.
And,
yeah,
and
Heather is sick,
and
at
Heather's
a wedding.
In North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. She's
and Grandma's at home with Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And where's, what's...
Caleb?
Tom and Nikki doing?
Tom, they're at home recovering.
Okay.
You know?
Is Joe Biden going to speak?
Is Joe Biden going to speak?
Is Joe Biden going to speak?
That's a good video.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening over Spotify or podcast, go ahead and type in Pastor Shoots Easter Bunny and Santa at Church.
Yes.
Because it's funny.
I'm ready to go.
Easter is not about a bunny. Amen. No more bunnies. Everybody say no more bunnies. It's not about no Easter bunny. I'm tired of hearing it over and over and over. I'm tired of it. I'm fed up. Bunny ain't taking it no more. This is your last time. But Brother Haley, give me my gun. Go ahead. Dance. Go ahead. Dance in my church. Go ahead and dance. Are you happy? I'm telling you, Bunny, this church ain't putting up with it. It's a Jesus-centered church. We ain't doing the bunny thing here. I'm telling you, sir, it's over with right now. You hear me? I've said it's over.
somebody get this dead rabbit out of my church. I need somebody. Get that dead rabbit out of my church right now. Get him out of here.
Let me see if he's dead.
All right, you check, see if he's dead.